Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Rebag, your premier destination for luxury resale. Elevate your style with our curated collection of bags, watches, and fine jewelry. At Rebag, quality is our priority. Each piece meticulously vetted and verified by experts, ensuring your investment is nothing short of perfection. Buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermès, Chanel, and Cartier. Access expertly crafted and hard-to-find pieces that redefine luxury. Your next investment awaits at Rebag. Get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's 10% off the luxury you deserve. Don't miss out. Head to Rebag.com and enter code REBAG10 at checkout. That's REBAG10.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design, thoughtful construction, and little details that make life in your space easier. And now they're bringing that comfort and style outside with their outdoor collection. Burrow's outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry stain-resistant foam cushions. As always, you get free shipping on every order. Get 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
I'm George Lizas, spiritual teacher, psychic healer, and number one best-selling author. It wasn't long ago that I was stuck in a soul-draining job, held back by fears and limiting beliefs that stopped me from following my purpose and making a positive impact in the world. Fast forward past many hours of inner work and lessons learned, I now write books and teach courses to help you find and follow your purpose too. I created the Lit Up Lightworker podcast to empower you with simple, actionable, step-by-step spiritual tools and practices to overcome what holds you back and light up the world. If you're a spiritual seeker yearning for a more soulful and purposeful life, you're in the right place. Let's get started. Lightworker, welcome to another episode of the Lit Up Lightworker podcast. Before we get started with today's episode, let me remind you that my third book, Protect Your Light, a practical guide to energy protection, cleansing, and cutting cords, is now available to order globally on Amazon. When you get the book, you also get the Psychic Scanning Online Workshop for free, during which I'll guide you to turn on your psychic vision and scan your body for all types of energy attacks so you can clear them. And you can visit protectyourlightbook.com to get all the details. My second book, Lightworkers Gotta Work, also has the free Life Purpose Bootcamp workshop that you can get when you go to lightworkersgottawork.com. Also, be sure to download one of my free guides in the description of this episode that will help guide your spiritual journey. You'll find guides on finding your purpose, developing your intuition, and protecting your energy. If you enjoy this podcast, I would love for you to rate and subscribe and share it with anyone that you think will benefit from it.
In today's episode, we're talking about cultivating a money mindset and attuning yourself to the frequency of abundance. And I know, I've been sharing so many tools and practices with you over the past few months all about adopting a money mindset, but I have another one, and it's a good one. Now, in case you've missed the previous tools that I've been sharing on my newsletter and my website, here is a recap. Firstly, we have the Money Flow Online Workshop, which is a 60-minute energetic clearing and upgrade to manifest consistent financial abundance. The second one is the Money Magnet Online Workshop, which is a 60-minute energetic upgrade to align with the frequency of money and manifest infinite financial abundance. Then we have the Millionaire Mindset Online Workshop, which is a 60-minute journey to clearing limiting beliefs and ancestral conditioning to manifest infinite abundance. And this is a trilogy of workshops that you are meant to take sequentially, starting with Money Flow, then Money Magnet, then Millionaire Mindset, to gradually and surely boost your money mindset. And finally, I have daily affirmations for abundance available for free on my YouTube channel. And all the videos of these workshops will be available in the show notes below, so be sure to check them out. Now, the reason I'm so passionate about helping you adopt a money mindset is because I know that it will allow you to help more people and make a bigger impact in the world with your purpose. I personally struggled with a lack and poverty mindset for years, and it took a lot of inner work, reprogramming, and energy work to cultivate abundance. So now that I found tools and practices that actually work, I want to make sure you have them too. Most of the practices I've shared with you so far have been about releasing limiting beliefs around money. But creating new positive beliefs is equally, if not more, important. And that's why in this episode, I talk with Pamela Chen all about ways of nurturing new money beliefs and aligning with the frequency of wealth. Specifically in the episode, we talk about the connection between race, privilege, and money, a morning practice to boost your money mindset, ways of releasing limiting money beliefs, the four realms of money manifestation, and the various wealth frequencies and how to align with them. When you're done listening to the episode, make sure to come within your Spiritual Toolkit Facebook group. Let us know how you enjoyed it. And I'm so excited for you to boost your money mindset. Enjoy this episode with Pamela Chen. Pamela Chen is a business, wealth, and money manifesting coach. She helps high-achieving, powerful creatives and visionaries access potential and opportunities from the quantum field and Akashic records through expanding their energetic awareness to infinite possibilities and real magic. In doing so, her clients have manifested with ease, grace, and flow, feeling abundantly rich in all areas of their lives, not just in their bank accounts. Pamela is also a published author and deck creator of Witchling Academy Tarot, Enchanted Crystal Magic, and Tarot of the Owls. Pamela, welcome to the Lit Up Lightworker podcast.
Hi, George. Thanks for having me.
I am so excited to have you here to chat all about wealth manifestation. And we've known each other for a few years. I got to use your unicorn tarot, which are so beautiful. And I love them. And you recently got to share a little bit about my book as well. So it's been lovely seeing you online. You're always so fun, loving, and you have such bright energy and colors. And I just instantly light up whenever a reel or a story of you pops up. But I want to go back a little bit to your story before we talk about who you are right now and the work that you're doing and how to manifest wealth. What has been your journey of doing this work? Where have you started and what brought you to this place?
Yeah, so I love to share my story because I never had, you know, like a near-death experience where all of a sudden I got magic, or my family didn't teach me magic or manifesting, or they didn't have wealth knowledge. So none of it was actually taught to me. I learned it myself. So it's possible for anybody out there who's looking to create more magic, manifest, or to create more wealth in their lives. So I actually, my mom left me when I was maybe around third grade in Hawaii with family, you know, Asians, better life in America. She went back to Taiwan. So I was actually pretty independent since the age of 8 or 10, I would say. And from there, I just kind of did my own thing. And I moved out really early. I moved out at the age of 16. I was still going to high school and I got a job, you know, and I realized that now I have to pay for toilet paper. I had to pay for toothpaste, you know, it was like amazing. And I was like, wow. So money became really important to me. I realized how much easier life can be if you had more money. So I was like on this mission, right? To have more money, to have more fun in life at that time. And so I worked jobs. I worked a lot of jobs. And one day I just came across, I went to a lot of psychics because I was like trying to figure out what to do with my life, right? What do I do with my life? I was like searching and I went to a lot of psychics and one psychic just happens to be also a witch and she taught me money magic. So she taught me and my friends this like money spell. And I remember I think at that time my car broke down and I needed $1,000. And so I did this money magic and I believed that since this happened to me, something good is coming. Like I really believed I did my spell. And the week after, seriously, a paycheck came in from a past job that I quit that I didn't know with the exact amount. Like 1,000 something. It was crazy. I was like, wow, magic is real. And so from there on, you know, I really believed that anything is possible. And when I moved to Las Vegas at the age of 20, I just went to this holistic fair. I felt the calling to go by myself. And I remember standing in front of like a crystal bracelet vending place. And everybody was like, wow, the energy of these bracelets are amazing. I was like, ooh, I want to feel it. So I went and picked one up and I was like, I don't feel anything. And so I was like, well, I don't feel anything, but I wanted to. So I started taking, you know, I found my first Reiki and psychic teacher there. And from there on, I just kept taking classes and I really focused on manifestation and money. And I was able to go from being, you know, negative $300 in the bank, living in an apartment with 7 people, to now owning my own business, having built a multiple 6-figure business, quitting my 4 jobs, right? And living in a beautiful home.
Oh my goodness. I love this story. And I love hearing about those first like spiritual tools that we practice because they always work. And I don't know about your experience, but I've found with many people that when they first start practicing magic and doing spells and doing whatever it is, different modalities that we have in the spiritual community, when they first start using them, they get beginner's luck. They're so excited because they believe it works. And then as we introduce more complicated stuff and as we start doing the inner work and people start second guessing and wondering and asking questions, they block themselves and they prevent themselves from experiencing that same magic that they experience with so much ease through the year. So I was wondering, in your experience in working with people and in your personal experience as well, what are our main blocks to accessing our magic?
Yeah, you know, I get this a lot. People are like, I lost my manifesting power. You know, they had it before and they lost it. I'm like, what do you mean you lost it? Your magic is still with you. So one of the blocks that we create is I'm not worthy. I'm not enough. So, you know, as life goes on, we experience a lot of things and then you build up this, I'm not worthy to charge more. I'm not worthy to get a promotion. I'm not worthy to earn more money. And so I feel like that's one of the main blocks that they need to clear. And actually the secret to like quantum shifts and massive results is believing that it can be easy and that change can be fast. So people think that they have to work hard. People think that it has to take a long time, right? And especially for entrepreneurs who I work with haven't made 6 figures, 7 figures, and they want to hit their income goals, but they're like, wow, I've never done it before. It's going to be hard. It's going to be tough. It's not easy because their parents probably told them money doesn't grow on trees. You have to work hard for it. So those are some of the main blocks that I shift in my clients.
Yes, the way that I think about it is that we live in these energetic bubbles, and this is our bubble that includes all the beliefs that we were taught by society, by our parents, whether they're connected to past life traumas or karmic stuff. Yes. As well, they're all there in this bubble, and it's just a matter of like leaving our bubble and getting into a different bubble that has a different set of beliefs and emotions and thoughts, but it's easier said than done. So how do we go about overcoming our blocks to attracting wealth and manifesting our best life?
So beliefs are a very powerful thing, like you said. So a really easy way is actually to first take the beliefs that supports you and really charge them up. So something that really supported me was I went to my friend's auntie was a psychic and she told me that the older I get, the luckier and the wealthier I'll get. And for some reason, she said by the age of 50, I'll be really, really happy. So I always believed that, you know, every single day, the older I get, the luckier, the more wealthy, the happier I'll get. So that has served me really, really well. So look back at your beliefs. What are some positive beliefs, right? Other people told you, and it's okay, that supports you on your journey. And then we really want to, and I don't want you to go in like a doom spiral and be like, oh, I suck and all of that, but just be aware of what's coming up. So I do actually clear out a lot of negative beliefs almost every single day, because it just, you know, you're getting it from TV, you're getting it from your family, you're getting from outside, and it's okay. It's just there for you to be aware of, and you can let it go. You can choose to let it go. So some of the tools that, you know, in my programs or in your book, it's very easy to find. I think the hard part is to do it, right? To have a practice. I think spirituality, manifestation, growing wealth, magic, it's a practice. It's not something you do one time. You have to consistently work on it.
I love that you talked about the positive beliefs that we have first, because so often we're all about, let's do the inner work. Let's go directly and straight from the start to all the negative beliefs. But when we identify the positive beliefs we have that are supporting us and strengthen them, it starts a new momentum of manifestation, and where, and at the same time giving us the emotional space to do the inner work and deal with those limiting beliefs as well. So I love how you start with the positive, you strengthen those, and then you do the rest. Now, let's talk a little bit specifically around wealth. So since we're talking about how to manifest more wealth, let's first define our terms. What is wealth? Is it just about money, or is it something more?
I think it's something more. And wealth is different for everybody. So I have clients who just want to backpack and travel the world, be nomads, right? And that's amazing. I have clients who are like, I want to build an 8-figure business. I want to be famous. I want to create more impact. Right? And that's cool too. And I have clients who are like, ooh, I feel really wealthy when I live in a beautiful home, when I have Gucci Prada bags. And that's great. Like, whatever you desire is yours. Just make sure that it's not what other people desire, right? You're not like, ooh, I think I need that to be wealthy. It's really what you want. And what you want, even if other people is like, oh, that's not what rich people do. That's their own opinions. Don't take that either. But money is very important, because the more money you have, the bigger impact you can have, right? The more money you have, you can express yourself, because right now your life is determined by what you can afford. So if you say, oh, okay, if I say, oh, I want this pink dress because I feel beautiful, I feel rich, I feel like a unicorn, but then I look at my bank account, I'm like, oh, but right now I cannot physically pay for it. So that doesn't allow me to express myself anymore, right? So money is just energy, but money is a beautiful tool to help you truly be who you are. And so also you can step out and be the best version of you, and you can help other people, because I've been poor and me being poor doesn't serve anybody, right? Having money allows you to go out there and serve your community.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
I love that, because so often one of the main limiting beliefs that many people have around money is that rich people are bad and poor people are good. And we have this rift, this binary in our minds, but it's only because good people haven't become that rich that we can use our money to create positive change in the world. Imagine if more light workers were millionaires and billionaires, the amount of change we would be able to create in the world. I love that mindset shift. And I think we all need it in the spiritual community, because we need more spiritual people making money and using that money to create change.
Yes.
The more we have, the more we can serve. Now, let's talk a little bit about privilege. So is it possible for everyone to achieve their definition of wealth? And what role does race and privilege and life circumstances have to do in all of it?
Yeah, so actually I was at this really powerful 7-to-8-figure entrepreneur event this weekend, and this guy, he got on stage, Kevin Bacon, and he was so powerful. He said racism and privilege is two different things. So, you know, racism is something that has been programmed, right? Throughout, there's these programmings, like experiences that our ancestors had. Privilege is something that you choose. So what is privilege? You choosing and thinking that you can do anything and that you're the best and that you're allowed to have everything and everything is possible for you. So anybody can have privilege, right? It's available for everyone. And we just have to choose that. And for, you know, for the racism, I think there is a lot to unpack. And I think so many people are stepping up right now to deprogram, to release, to heal, to support those that carry maybe a stronger karmic path than others to heal, right? And so I actually never experienced that much, because I grew up in Hawaii and Asians were the majority. So like coming to Las Vegas, it's also a very mixed pot. But I do remember, you know, going to the East Coast and people did look at me. I mean, not in a bad way, but they did look at me like, oh, what is she? Like they were looking at us because they never seen Asians before. So I do understand. And I think a lot of it is because people are threatened, you know, they come up threatened because you're something different. And that's like the automatic defense system. And so I think the more that we get out there and we share our values and we show other people what we can do, maybe, you know, as someone of color or a minority, then it inspires others to stand up. Like I've had clients that were like, wow, like I didn't know that I can speak out loud. And she was Asian. She didn't know that she can share her magic like that until she was in my group, right? She felt really inspired.
Yes. And it's so important for minorities, for us to show up and share our light and hopefully inspire other people to do the same, and also create conversations and create opportunities for healing on both sides and see what's possible. I think there is expansion that's possible. Of course, there is work that needs to be done and there is systemic change that needs to happen. And it's all factoring into manifestation and everything and karmic contracts that we have and soul contracts and collective healing, etc. But I think the more we're open to seeing the possibilities, the more possibilities come our way for healing. Now, I know you teach about the four realms of manifestation, so I'm excited to hear all about them.
Awesome. So this is the four realms of manifestation that I've discovered throughout my journey that really amplified my manifestation powers. Now, you are able to manifest with one or two of these realms. But I found that when I discovered and worked with all four, that's when things started to consistently happen, instantly happen. So the first realm is the mindset. So NLP, right? We're reprogramming, we're creating a new identity, right? Mindset is very important because your thoughts, Your thoughts is what is going to create your reality. The second realm is the energetics. So your thoughts then becomes the energy that goes into your electromagnetic field or the auric field, as you call it, and it gets sent into the quantum field, right? So the second part is your energy, what you're vibrating at, what your frequency is. So let's just say I want $1 million, right? $1 million frequency is very different from $100,000. So just like a radio station or TV station, you have to change the channels until you get to that $1 million so that you can attune with it. So that's what you're doing with your thoughts and your frequency when we manifest. We're changing the station to what we want. The third is emotional. So our thoughts and our energy sends out what we want, sends out our intentions, and our emotions actually calls it in. It's magnetic because it's from your heart, right? Your heart chakra is magnetic. So you want to be in these high level states of emotions. That's why people talk about being high vibe all the time, right? And it's not just, oh, high vibe, but it's your frequency with the higher level emotions like joy, happiness, excitement, freedom, abundance. All of these emotions, when you're feeling it, vibrates at a higher level frequency. And your $1 million, your success vibrates at a higher frequency. So this allows you to call that in with your emotions. The fourth realm, which I didn't even really understood or learn until 2 years ago, and I'm still in the practice of learning, is the physical realm, the embodiment. So what did that really mean? I mean, I was saying I'm present, I'm embodied, but I didn't know what that meant until I was working with one of my healing coaches. And she was like, wow, like, you know, I see that you're manifesting, you know, through your unicorn horn, through your third eye, in the Akashic records, in the quantum field, but you're not bringing it back into your body. You're not bringing it back in because the 3D world is where we live, and the body is what's going to experience your manifestations. So I wasn't bringing in all of the magic that I was creating. I was still manifesting things, but I wasn't bringing it back in and really embody that. And so this might be a block for some people because, like me, when I was little, my mom, for punishment, I was locked in the bathroom for hours and hours, and I would fall asleep in there. And so, I was very bored. To relieve the boredom and to escape, I would go play with the fairies. I'd go play with the unicorns. I'd be in another realm. So this taught me to leave my body. That's a happy, safe place to be. So many of you might have had this experience also. So you automatically go up, right? It's funner in the quantum. So we have to remember to really embody and like feel the emotions. I know a lot of people see my Instagram, they might be like, oh, she's positive all the time, but I don't ignore my lower vibrational emotions because it's not bad, right? It's just telling you what you need to shift. So when I'm angry, when I'm sad, when I'm anxious, I don't just push it to the side because it's going to boil up one day, right? I look at it, I observe it, and then I release it, right? I shift it, I'll alchemize it after I have embodied all of that. And these four realms, if you use it together, which I do share in my manifestation process, then that's what's going to give you consistent and, instant manifestations.
I love those realms because for so long, I believe that, yes, the law of attraction is powerful, but there are other 7 laws in the universe. There are more laws that come into when it comes to like manifestation. And also I think the world, the spiritual world and community are moving beyond just the usual manifestation tools. I mean, I love my vision boards. I have them as well. And the affirmations, they all work, but I think it's time to evolve into bringing in more complex, but not complicated practices to allow ourselves to manifest. And I love how you talked about the four realms. I found out recently, and that's what I started doing in my own manifestation practice. I love manifesting energetically. So yes, I do my spiritual practices that are more physical, but also working with energy in my energetic field and like planting desires there and then using different frequencies to activate and then make connections. Like it's such a fun way to do so. Another thing that you mentioned that I think is so important to talk about is you talked about how you escaped into the spiritual community. And I had a client right before the session, actually, where he had the same issue. He mm-hmm. was way more comfortable connecting with spirit and the angels and less comfortable being in the world and connecting with people and the elementals and just physical life. And I find this is very common within spiritual people. And I've been there myself. And I mean, I'm finishing my master's in psychology right now, and it helped me understand why we're dissociating. So dissociation mm-hmm. is a... It starts by being a very adaptive, positive tool to protect ourselves when the world around us is harsh, when we're experiencing trauma, when we're experiencing stress. It's easy and we to protect ourselves by escaping into our inner world. But mm-hmm. there comes a point when dissociation becomes maladaptive, and therefore it becomes something that holds us back from engaging in the world. So there comes the point where we need to, you know, realize that, okay, we've used this tool, it protected us for a long mm-hmm. period of time, but now let's do something else to shift it into something more physical, because we no longer need it to protect ourselves. We have other skills to protect ourselves. And let's also do some healing work around healing those traumas or experiences that we had to escape from. Oh my goodness, what a powerful conversation. I love, do you have something to share on this?
No, I 100% agree. And, you know, for some people, this might be like that aha where you're like, oh, for me, it was with my coach, right? But for some people listening to this might be like, aha, yes, I am disconnected, right? I am disconnected to my physical magic. And maybe now they can use this and start going out and embody their magic and be more yes. powerful.
And I know you have some magical fun practices for us. So I was wondering whether you can share a single practice that we can use maybe today to start activating this manifestation magic that we have.
Oh yeah. So I have this really fun exercise that I actually do with my friend Samantha. We actually just wrote my second book, and you know, I met her for the first time, but we've been Instagram friends like you and I, but you know, we connected deeply, and we call this jumping into the quantum portal. So every morning we will send voice notes to each other on Instagram, and we will say, oh, thank you. You know, we'll say grateful, what we're grateful for, because gratitude is a powerful fuel for manifestation. So we'll say, you know, the little things. I want you to like be really grateful for the little things in life. So maybe it's, I'm so grateful for the bed that I sleep in because it allows me to rest my body. And I want you to really feel, you have to feel it, not just like, oh, I'm grateful for this pen. You know, you have to be really grateful for the things and like imagine that, hugging your chickens, hugging your dog, hugging your significant other, right? And then the second part, what we do is, so you pick a date. I usually pick 6 to 12 months out. So right now we're saying it's December 31st, 2022. And we've been saying it since last year. And we're just so happy and grateful. We start with that, a gratitude statement. Again, it is December 31st, 2022. I'm so happy and grateful that I, and we say it as if it has already happened. We say everything and we get really excited and we listen to each other and we kind of like vibe together. And for some reason we start speaking like each other, which is really funny at the end, but we're like, wow, yes, yes. You know, 50 more clients into your program. We finished our book with ease. And literally we didn't even meet each other and we wrote a book together. We just finished it. So it's crazy. So everything that we've been speaking about has already manifested in March. So we actually added new things now. So it's a very, and that was within like maybe 4 or 5 months within the hopping into the quantum portal. So something fun that we can do, you could do it. I would choose someone who actually excites you, who you are, you know, that can really support you and not just someone who's like, oh, okay, whatever. Cause that really matters. Yeah.
That is a powerful practice. And I gotta say, I've been using something similar. So I learned this, a similar kind of practice from Gala Darling, who also teaches manifestation. So she teaches it as the magical morning practice, which is kind of a little bit different from what you're saying, but very similar. Whereas every single morning, I send a voice message to my best friend sharing what I'm grateful for, then is what I want to achieve in the day, but in the past tense, and then what I want to achieve in the future, at any point in the future, again in the past tense. So you get to do this ritual every single morning. But then, because I like doing things to the maximum, I added 3 extra practices. One in the middle of the day, I voice message my other friend talking about what I'm grateful for so far in the day. In the evening, I message another friend with what I'm grateful for so in the day, the whole day. And then I message yet another friend. All my friends are crazy like me, and we all do these practices together, but like 4 people. And then the other friend, I say what my highlight was in the day. So wow. It's basically manifestation upon manifestation. Sorry. Gratitude upon gratitude upon gratitude upon gratitude. And I gotta say, Pamela, I've been doing this daily for the past 2 years. My entire life transformed. Like, it's amazing. And we are all so hooked with this process because it works so much. Like, yes. 2 of my friends were spiritual, the other 2 were not. And they just got into it because they found out that it works. Like, my friend in the first 6 months, she wanted to have a baby and she was pregnant and she was having a baby. And like, we're talking about cars and houses, etc. And it's all unfolding. So it works.
Yeah, no, it really does. I remember, you know, I also journal. I also do this journaling, so I do double. But I remember looking back at some of my affirmations a couple years ago, and I was like, I want to create a deck. And I was like, wow, and you know, back then, and it has all this manifestation really helped me become a writer because I never went to college. I never wrote an essay. I know you're getting like your master's, but I never done any of that. And so becoming a writer was like a really far thing for me. You know, it wasn't something that I was like, oh, I can have it. I just kind of followed this flow and got into it. And I got really lucky and got my first contract. Yeah. But it was all manifestation.
It's all manifestation and it's so doable. And you know what? Fun makes it more
fun.
It amplifies it.
Yes. You have to have fun. I think if you're like really needy or lacking or, oh my God, I need it, then that blocks the flow from coming in.
It blocks it. It has to be fun. It has to be light. It has to be playful. When my students ask me for how long should I do this process, I'm like, for as long as it's fun. Because if it's not fun, what is the point of doing it? You have to change it up and keep it fun.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Pamela, thank you so much for coming onto the podcast and sharing this manifestation magic with us. Can you please let everyone know where they can get in touch with you and how they can work with you and how they can get all your fun tarot card decks and books, etc.?
Yes. So you can find me on Instagram at Pamela Unicorn, super easy at Pamela Unicorn. And my link is actually in my bio for everything. So you can find the Tarot of the Owls is coming out March 2023. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited for that. And, you know, I have a couple of programs. I have Akashic Flow Certification. I have a Money Magic Manifest program, which is my signature manifestation program. And so, yeah, reach out to me. I answer all of my DMs. Just DM me and let me know if you like this, if you got inspired, if you have any questions, if you want to work with me, everything is open.
Thank you so much. All the links will be available in the show notes below for everyone to access, and wishing you a lovely rest of your day. Thank you for listening to the Lit Up Lightworker podcast. Before you go, make sure to grab your free workbook to find your life purpose at georgelizas.com/life purpose.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. I'm Mary from the Bay.
And I'm Courtney from LA. TJG is the podcast where we spill all the tea on your favorite reality TV shows, celebrity gossip, and everything in between. We're here to bring you our unfiltered opinions, hilarious commentary, and plenty of laughs along the way.
We're two SDSU Delta Gamma sisters with a microphone and a whole lot of opinions. Each week, we dive headfirst into the wild world of reality television, from Bravo to all the trash TV you could want. We break down the drama, dissect the latest scandals, and share our thoughts on everything from the jaw-dropping moments to the embarrassing antics.
But that's not all. We're not here to just gossip. We're here to connect with you, the jurors, and share our love of all things pop culture. Whether we're dishing on the latest celebrity breakups, discussing our favorite guilty pleasure movies, or sharing embarrassing stories from our own lives, we promise to keep it real, keep it fun, and keep you coming back for more.
Come judge with us.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.